This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's nursing board has decided the so-called abortion pill reversal treatment should not be considered unprofessional conduct. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State lawmakers tasked three of Colorado's health care boards with evaluating the procedure before a ban could take effect. For its part, the nursing board said it would investigate any complaints about medication abortion reversal on a case-by-case basis. Colorado's law to ban medication abortion reversal could still go into effect, though. Democrats who crafted the law say as long as one medical board agrees it's not standard practice, it will be banned. Earlier this summer, the Colorado Medical Board made that determination. The Pharmacy Board will also weigh in on October 5th. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The first Latino president in the history of Regis University is inaugurated today. CPR's Jenny Brundin.
Salvador Aceves is also the first president of the 146-year-old private Jesuit Catholic institution who is not a member of the clergy. He was the university's chief financial officer for nearly a decade. His selection follows an eight-month national search. Trustee Nita Gonzalez says Aceves exemplifies the essence of a new era for Regis as a Hispanic-serving institution. Aceves has been in the position since January. One of his priorities is to recruit more employers to pay for continuing education at Regis for their employees. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
There are 131 Coloradans hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's the highest number since May. The newly reformulated COVID-19 vaccine is now available at pharmacies, primary care providers, clinics, and hospitals. This is CPR News and KRCC.